Ah, yes, I love that song. That is Sunlight by Kathleen Elegato and Jimmett. Welcome, welcome, beautiful souls, to the Awakening Wave Show. I am, and I say I am with a capital A, Robin Lee, your guide on this journey of truth, inspiration, and connection. So when I first stepped up to this microphone here in my living room studio, I was just a dreamer with a spark in my heart, unsure if my voice could carry across the airwaves. But here we are together today, still riding the wave of awakening. This show was our space to explore, to question, to grow, and I have been honored to share it with all of you. So grab a seat, open your hearts, and let's dive in today's reflection of my awakening journey. The wave is rising, and we're just getting started on another beautiful journey. So I have some news to share with all of you, but we'll jump into that in a minute because you all know I like to start out on agenda points. So real quick, shout out to my sponsor who will be joining me today, Team Nana Ojas. They will be sharing a revolutionary line of plant-based nanospray wellness products featuring patented metadical technology. These pure additive-free sprays, like Everyday Wellness for immune support and skin spray for cellular repair. The use of nanotechnology to enhance DNA replication. It boosts your vitamin C production and promotes vitality. It offers a gentle, effective way to support holistic health. And they are here today with me to share their journey. So I want to say I use the product all the time, and I'm really excited that I finally got Natasha and Stephanie to join me. So they will be coming in on the half part of the show. Guess what, everyone? New retreat coming up. Vida Mountain Lodge in San Ramon, Costa Rica. Guess who's going? That would be me. And it will be February 12th through the 18th of 2026. Now, here's a little twist. It's going to be a men and women's retreat. All right. So what a great way to get the female light beings and the male light beings together in a tropical high frequency paradise. So I actually went to the website and I love the pool already. Even though it's not the ocean, I do love the poolside. So if you want to book the trip or get in there, check it out. Go to www.lucianicolaevans.com. Her and Margie have all the information at the website. It looks like it's going to be a great trip. It's 7 days. It's perfect. And I like the retreat center. It's at the top of a mountain from what I see on the website. So check it out. Again, that's February 12th through the 18th of 2026. Vida Mountain Lodge in San Ramon, Costa Rica. Can't wait. All right, you guys, so here is my big news. I am shutting down the Awakening Wave show. The journey for me has come to a close, and a new journey is opening. So I want to kind of do a year in review, reflecting on my journey and how the Awakening Wave show began. So one day I'm driving in my car and I'm getting ready to listen to the Inspiration with Q show on BBS on my favorite Saturday shows that I listen to. And lo and behold, I hear this show. There's this woman talking and I started listening because I knew that Q would be starting any minute. So I started listening and just captured my attention. The heartfelt information that this beautiful woman was sharing of her personal journey and her life so inspired me. And she made it sound so real and so simple to be able to talk on the airwaves and be just herself. And she still does it to this day. And she is, as we all know, the beautiful sunshine. And her show is The Whiplash Show. And she is usually on every other week. And so next week on this, I think it's this timeline that I'm on, she will be on. Or is it 2 o'clock? I'm not sure the timeline, but she will be on again next Saturday. So Sunshine and I had a conversation with her this morning, and she's been going through some changes in her life, which we all do. And some can be challenging, some can be rewarding. And I just wanted to let her know personally how much she inspired me to get this show started. The first time that I heard her on the radio, it touched my heart and it inspired me to know that I could do that too. You know, speak from my heart. I do it all the time. And I just want to say, Sunshine, I love you and I'm here for you. And thank you for being such an inspiration to all of us. Love you. So before I started down the radio avenue, I did some YouTube reels on my own, which were kind of fun because I had a one of those light rings and I had my phone and I would record myself to really cool music. And sometimes I would exercise, sometimes I would dance. And if you go to the YouTube shorts, you'll see a couple of them there. And then I was brought on to Esoteric Alana and did an interview with Bryce Watson. Amazing lady. I used to love to watch her because she would bring lots of information. And she was much like what I felt when I first heard Sunshine. She was just beginning. She was, you know, no makeup on, just herself, talking stories, telling, bringing information forward and deep diving into a lot of things that I was not aware of at the time. So she was one of the truthers that I follow. And I became a guest on her show. And then I met Jay, and Jay started a new TV show called Gnostic TV. And I decided to go on there. And I think I did like four YouTubes, and they were live. I was actually on a video, so you could actually go and watch me talk to the audience. So, and it was fun, but the only thing that I didn't like about it that there was a lot of rules, and you know you can do this, you can't do that. And then it was like four shows I had to do, you know, in a month, and then there was a cost to it. It was just a lot of work for me. Not saying that it was a bad, you know, it just wasn't for me at that time. But I got a little experience, and it was really fun recording the shows. I had a lot of fun doing it. So I kind of put that aside, and in August of 2024, I went on a retreat to Costa Rica, and I took my daughter with me, and I met some very beautiful light beings who are still my friends to this day, and it was an amazing time. Learned a lot about myself, and so I can't say enough about Lucia and her retreats. So if you guys get a chance to check them out, do so. And my very first show started in I thought it was the end of September, but it was actually after I came back from Costa Rica. So between listening to Sunshine and how I felt when I came back from Costa Rica, I felt like this whole new person, and I had so much inspiration. I wanted to create. What was it that I could be good at and that I could really love to do? And so I picked up the phone and I called Don over at BBS Radio and I asked him, what does it take to do a radio show? And he told me, and I think he told me like in 2, 3 minutes. And I went, that's it? Okay, let's do it. So that's how I got started. And was it nervous? Was I nervous? Heck yeah, I was nervous. But like here I am right now, and I'm not talking off script or anything like that. I'm just talking from my heart and sharing, you know, this last show with all of you. And I want to kind of reflect through the different shows that I did. I remember when I came back, and my first people that I interviewed was Ellen April and Sean, were the two ladies that I met in the August Costa Rica trip. Amazing beings, just totally amazing beings. And I still talk to them to this day. And we did a good show together. It was fun. It was the first one. And one of these days, I'm going to go back and listen to it and just kind of review from the beginning till now, you know, because it's always good to listen to yourself. And then the second show, I did an interview with Lucia and Margie about their retreats and what they had coming forth, and it was just a beautiful collaboration. I also did some shows with the Q-ster, and I got to interview him, and boy, was that really a nerve-wracking show. But it was fun. Once I got started talking, I think we were talking about the Homestead Act, and I got to talk to him about the Rainbow Room and the Whiskey a Go-Go. And I remember feeling that when I watched all the documentaries on those two places on YouTube, I had this feeling that I had been there. And I know that I might have talked to Q about that. And I do believe just recently I got some confirmation that in another parallel lifetime, maybe a past lifetime, whatever. But I felt like I, just by watching the documentaries, I felt like I had been there at one time or another. So very possible. Who knows? And then there's the infamous Mountain Man. Yes, Mountain Man. And you all know him as Mike Deem of Bards and Rides. And he became my very good friend. He reached out to me wanting to be a guest on the show. And from there, you guys all know the history. He ended up doing his own show. I'm not really sure what he's doing these days, but I hope all is well. Love you, Mike. And I hope things are going for you. And then I'm going back to, I'm just looking through the history of the show. And the one that really, really was my favorite was my integration back into the Matrix after my February Costa Rica trip. And that was for 11 days. And that was the most amazing, man, I can't explain it to you guys. We went into a sweat lodge, went horseback riding, went to the waterfalls, and I had some triggers come up during that time, but and some of us say triggers, but they're things that are still within that you need to bring up and address and find out where that's coming from, and hopefully let it go. Now, even when we let it go, it doesn't always leave. There's always more that comes up. It is what it is, but that's the journey. Okay, that's the journey. And when I look back on all these shows, and going back to, oh yeah, let's not forget, all bullshit aside, and I do believe that was also with Q. Q was my guest, and I think I had A and Rob Anderson on that show. So thank you guys for joining us, Q. I love you. I know you're listening. So all of the stuff that I learned from listening to Q and collaborating with him, he's in my heart, always will be. He knows that. He called me Froggy once. What other names? Reckless. I think he said I was reckless. Yeah, I can be at times. I will admit to that. And then there's Getting Real and Raw with Robin. I don't remember the details of that show, but I'm sure it was a good one. And it's really fun going through all of these. Oh, and then let's not forget the one-on-ones with Antonio. Antonio Manzo. Love you, Antonio. He's always doing wonderful things for everyone. He's a beautiful spirit, and I love him. So, and then going further, we come to Teresa Sanders. We had Teresa on the show, and we talked about navigating through some of the challenges that we've had and some of the legal aspects of the homesteading that we're both doing, the journey that we're on. And she was the guest on the PRQ Homesteading Expanded show today. Teresa, thank you so much for all you do. You're an amazing, amazing being. I love you. And then fuck the programming. I love to say that word. I don't know why, but I just do. Because you know what? We were always told, you can't say that. That's a naughty word. There's actually a video out where Osho talks about the different meanings of the word fuck. It's pretty funny. Maybe I can post it on, well, just email me. I can send it to you if anybody's interested in hearing it. And then hyperspace and omnipresence. That was a beautiful journey. I learned a lot about omnipresence. When Q talked about it, I was like, okay, I have no idea what he's saying. But then Shane came into my life and he shared so many, aspects of what omnipresence is, and help me see the signs that come right in front of us every day when you're in the present moment. And I was just reading Everyone, I was just reading today, everyone has their own experiences of reality and how they perceive the world. I am a change maker. I am bringing in new, bright and shiny experiences, new in many different ways, such as sculpting and creating reality through my experiences. And you know, when you become aware of what is right in front of you and the messages that come your way every day, then you know that you are in that present moment at all times. And that's where you want to be. That is where you want to be. And I can truly say that that is where I am today. And my experiences through this whole journey, relationships coming and going, and it's been a journey. I've made lots of friends, other people have left my world, but that's what the journey is all about. New people come and the old people go, and who knows, they may come back around, and there's nothing wrong with that. People come into our lives for experiences. And then the last show that I did prior to this one was Quantum Jumping, and that was a very interesting one for me. I like to deep dive into these things and learn, because you can tell it to me all day and give me an explanation, but I don't really pertain or retain it like most. So I have to research it, and I know that I've been a researcher at one time in my life, and it's just been an amazing journey. So that is a review and reflection of the Awakening Wave Show. And the next thing you know, I am here 1 year taking the step into another exploration. And that is, as you all know, the PRQ Homesteading Expanded Show. And as I said earlier on the show, we are going weekly with that. It is my passion. I am ready to take on that task. I have learned so much in the last year with all the people that I've met doing these shows. It's just been an amazing, amazing journey. And I want to just touch on what is happiness? Okay, happiness comes spontaneously. For those that are looking for that which is intrinsically joyous in each experience, even the bad ones, you guys, even the bad ones have good things in them. You just got to see it. You got to feel it. You got to, it's the experience. So, just as an example, here's how you can look at it. You can look in a direction and see a pile of garbage, then turn your head the opposite way and see something that puts a smile on your face. Like, for instance, seagulls flying over Lake Michigan. That puts a smile on my face all the time. Watching the birds over the ocean. Seeing geese cross the street with their babies. That happens to me every day when I go to work, because I go down River Work, or excuse me, River Road, and there's all kinds of wildlife. It's just beautiful. I feel like I'm going through a different timeline every time I travel through it. And so when I pass the birds, I go, "Hey, you guys, how's your day going?" I know people probably think I'm crazy. That's okay. That's just me, my spirit, and I. So this happiness is your choice. It does not have to be a big event. It's the small things that can bring you joy, little things. Happiness can be a choice depending on what you're focusing on. When you are truly being conscious in the moment, in the here and now, when you're seeing what is right in front of you, and just all day long stay in that moment. It's not always easy. Like, even this past week, I had some lower frequency hit me, and I immediately went to a quiet place and I started doing my breathing. And as soon as I started doing my breathing and got back into my center and in my moment, I smiled and I said, "Did you just fall off the wagon, girl? What the hell is wrong with you?" All right, you gotta laugh at yourself. I laugh at myself all the time. As a matter of fact, I talk to myself in my car and I say to myself, "Maybe I should put a camera on and record this. It would be a great radio show." So you can focus on things you need to do or you have to do, or all of life's situations that have you worried when you focus on them, like your bills or your rent, or gotta go to work. Or you can gaze up at the clouds, like I do every day. Sit under a tree, watch the animals, and notice how beautiful and majestic it is. 'Cause it is. It is your here and now. It is your in the moment. It is your reality. You don't have to bring in all that other shit, that's for sure. Don't you love it when I swear? You guys are gonna miss that. I don't know if Shane will let me swear on the PRQ homesteading show. He's a little reserved. Just kidding, Shane. I know you're listening. So in the morning, upon rising, as I sip my tea, which I do, I love hot tea. Lately, I've been drinking a lot of coffee because I don't know where my energy's going, but I'm sleeping in till 7 a.m. in the morning. And that is just so not me at all. I'm like the energetic bunny, always moving. But I do like sleeping in now, that's for sure. I feel like a teenager again. Hey, maybe that's what it's happening. I'm anti-aging. The commands are working. I love it. So I see and hear the birds, and what a feeling of peace that comes over me. There are so many things to be happy about. And there are things that can take you in and out of a negative place in the spur of the moment. And that is a fact. So, a lot of us that get on social media, I know we want to know what's going on in the big world, but I really don't care anymore. I do still like to, I like to watch sobering stories because he does deep dives on history and the propaganda machine. And then the other one about the Titanic, that was really mind blowing. So I like stuff like that, and I will probably still watch shows like that. And I think Aloha referred some of them. Limitless was another one with Bradley Cooper. I just love Bradley Cooper, so any movie he's in, I will definitely watch it. I don't care what it's about. So when this happens, when you guys go into that negative place, you need to bring yourself back into the present, as what I just said. Okay, you want to enjoy the journey and spread joy to all and help others by shining your light. So here's my little saying, be the light you wish to be in the world. And that is what I strive to do every day. That is my goal. It's not easy, especially when we go into the workplace. Now, I had some incidents happen this week, but my beautiful boss, and he is a beautiful person. He can be out there sometimes, but he actually came in and he apologized to me for the little situation we had. And that meant a lot to me. And I thanked him from the bottom of my heart for expressing that to me. So it is easier to connect with what brings you happiness when you set moments for grace in your day and help you stay in that state of joy. So very important, okay, everyone? So everyone has their own experiences of reality and how they perceive the world. And as I said earlier, I am a change maker. I know that. When I had my one-on-one with Q, he said, "So you're a catalyst, you're a teacher, you like to turn rocks over." And I'm like, "I guess so. I'm not really sure what that means, but okay." But now I do know what it means. Okay, and I kind of looked it up, and guess what? Jesus was a catalyst, and he was just like that. So I felt really good when I learned about what catalyst meant, and we all know what teaching is. And I always turn rocks over. Yeah, that I've been doing that all my life. So I am bringing in new light and shiny experiences in every situation and every experience that I have throughout the course of the day. That's what I focus on. So, as I said earlier, we are all discovering new pathways, new entry points into our consciousness. So, pay attention to the signs, you guys. Pay attention because they're there. They're there every day, right there in front of you. So, with that being said, I'm going to close this part of the show and then we'll take a break and bring on the Nano Ogis or Team Nano Ogis. Let me get that correct, Natasha and Stephanie. And Natasha, I do believe, is the niece of Dr. Raghavan, who you all know very well, those of you that have had him on your show. So, in closing, as we dim the lights on another episode of this Awakening Wave Show, my last Awakening Wave Show. I want to take a moment to share something personal with all of you. From the bottom of my heart, my incredible journey to becoming the voice behind this microphone. When I first started, I was just a dreamer with a passion for stories, ideas, and the power of connection through the airwaves. I have no idea where this path is going to lead me on my next journey or what this path led me. But I do know that I wanted to create a space where I could explore the truth, spark inspiration, and ride this wave of awakening together with all of you. And I am so honored that I had this journey and will continue on through the PRQ Homesteading Show. And we are going to be fighting for freedom. We're going to show you, all of you, how to free yourselves. And I'm very passionate about that because when you know the truth, and we know the truth, the world is seeing and hearing the truth, and it's coming on strong. So you need to get ready, be ready, be in your heart, and know that what is on the other side is what you create in your everyday reality. Your happiness, your freedom, your joy, who you are. So I'm going to close this part of the show and stay curious. I just want you to keep the wave going, okay, you guys? Keep it going, keep growing, keep navigating through your experiences. Stay curious, stay bold. Don't stand down, stand when you need to, and keep awakening, keep journeying through this beautiful experience that we are all having in this day and time. And I'm going to sign off on this part of the show with love and gratitude. And until the next PRQ Homesteading Expanded Show, keep the wave riding. And we're going to take a break. Welcome back to the Awakening Wave Show. I am Robin Lee, your host, and for those of you just joining us, we are thrilled to have today with us Team Nana Ogis as our special guests. So for those of you that are not familiar with Nana Ogis, they are a forefront of plant-based nanoscience, offering innovative wellness solutions that align, in my opinion, with holistic health. Their mission is to empower individuals to integrate cutting-edge, nature-inspired products into their journey of holistic health. So join us as we dive into their unique approach, exploring how their work supports personal transformation in the modern wellness world. Welcome, ladies. How are you, Natasha and Stephanie?
So
Hi,
good,
Robin.
That was a lovely introduction. Thank you so
Yes,
much.
that was.
I know I'm just new at this, so forgive me if it didn't sound too professional. Just kidding.
It.
Awesome. So can we start out with you guys just kind of giving just an overview how you guys came together and how this all evolved?
Yeah, Natasha and I met when we were 18. We were freshmen at a university, and we've always sort of had this cosmic connection we've always felt. And then fast forward into 2013, 2014-ish, and we're both dealing with a whole host of weird early 30s kind of symptoms. And she was introduced to the formula by her father, and she was bedridden, and I'll let her speak a lot about that. Anyway, she ended up trying it on a variety of things, found some success. She shared it with me, of course, because we're soul sisters. So of course I was going to know all about this and her healing journey as I was going through my own postpartum and car accidents and surgeries and such. And then eventually that evolved to seeing really wild results. And it felt aligned and it felt natural. And we were starting to explore all of the holistic ways that we could take care of ourselves and our families. And then pretty much overnight in 2017, we just, after, giving it to our friends and family and colleagues and coworkers to try, we just knew there was so much more that we could do with this and trying to help people. So we built a website and just started going with a hope and a prayer.
That's beautiful. Now, I've been to your website a few times and I've seen the before and after pictures, and there is a lot of great information there. So I do share that with the audience on my show and every other week so that they hopefully are visiting the website. So for everyone that is listening, there's a lot of testimonials on the website and they're very informative. So I just wanted to share that. And Stephanie, what do you want to tell the audience?
Gosh, it's so funny when Natasha and I were first going around to we did some trade shows, and we had those images on an iPad kind of set up at our station, and we're like, wow, these are kind of graphic.
The before and
And
after photos, yeah.
the photos, and obviously that's like the quickest like way to see some proof of how something works, right? But for Natasha and I, a lot of this is more energetic. And Natasha's really great about it, discussing like the spiritual component behind nano-OGIS and what OGIS means. And I think it's definitely important to touch on that for
Oh
sure.
yeah, I would love to hear that about the spiritual side of it, because I was actually going to introduce you in regard to that, but I wasn't sure, so feel free to expand.
So OGIS comes from the Sanskrit term, and it can be translated to like the life force or the essence of vitality, vigor, the vital energy source, which really just rules over our immunity, our strength, our happiness, like things that we want to have in abundance. So when things are working optimally in your body, like you have proper nutrition, things are being utilized, you have that vital force, that is the OGIS. And this formula is so much about bringing out the OGIS that we have within us and really activating that. Because we all carry this beautiful element of vitality, and sometimes it's dimmed. And this product really brings that out, just because not only that it works on a cellular level, but there's such a beautiful spiritual component and a frequency to this formula, because it's really just an ancient nutrient that's kind of been brought back by Dr. Raghavan and made into a highly absorbable form that our bodies kind of recognize in its most like purest form. And so it's allowing the body to express itself in the way that it's always supposed to. So that's the OGIS background. And just to kind of touch base on what Stephanie said, this formula has always been something that people end up finding when they're kind of at a loss. They've tried a bunch of other things out there, whether it's for internal things like their immunity, energy, metabolic health, detox, that's a huge component of this, skin health, respiratory health. Usually they find us when they're kind of at a loss, because they've tried a bunch of other things, or they're really wanting something different than other products out there, and they're looking for root cause solutions versus just band-aids. And perhaps they're wanting to kind of streamline the million different things that they're taking, so it allows them to perhaps get off of some of their medications or cut back on some of the supplements, because this formula kind of is it peels back the layers of the onion in a sense. Like it works on things, and then once certain things are fixed in the body or balanced, then it's almost like a catalyst for other things to be healed. So it's really getting to the source of health challenges and supporting the immune system in such a profound way.
That's beautiful. I actually know for a fact, well, most of us know that we all have natural healing abilities, and I use your product all the time. And I recently, burnt my hand, and I've been using the skin spray on it, and I'm watching this wound heal significantly. Like it's been 3 days and it's just about gone. And I had no idea I burnt my hand until one day I looked down and said, "What is that?" And I went, "Oh, I must have did it when I was cooking my, I was making some kind of, I do believe it was a pasta dish in the oven. I don't really use the oven much, but I was prepping food for the week, because I work out a lot and I like to just have my food ready. So when I'm ready to go out the door, I just put everything in my lunch bag and out I go. But I truly believe in that if you feel that something is going to work and you know it's going to work, not just the product itself, but you have to know that it's healing you. Because if you use a product and you go, "Well, in the first day or so, I'm not seeing anything, so it's not working," then it's not going to work, okay? And I've had some people actually say that to me where they quit using it within a month. And I said, "Well, you got to, it takes longer than that." Would you say that that's accurate?
For sure.
Yeah. So it's unique how this formula works with each individual. Some people notice if differences almost immediately. They might feel like a sense of well-being or just kind of a heightened awareness of things around them. It's, helping with their mood, or for acute things like burns or other injuries, like it's helping with wound healing and pain. But for things that we've struggled with for a long time, if people have complex layers of issues that they're trying to work through, it can take at least 3 months of consistent use. And so healing takes time, and we encourage people to stick through it, because at the other end of this, where the body's adapted to how this formula needs to work inside, they've been consistent. They believe in the product. They believe in their ability to heal and their body's strength and the innate intelligence, the God-given innate intelligence that we all have. It's going to work. So it's rare that people say, "Oh, yeah, this has done nothing for me." And oftentimes those individuals perhaps just didn't give it long enough.
Or they sabotage themselves by their thought process.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. And we like you mentioned, for burns, on our Instagram page, our handle is at nanoogess. It's at symbol NanoOJAS. We have these like gold circles, which we call topic specific highlights, and it shows the variety of ways that this formula can be used. Everything for detox to heart health to brain to gut, autoimmunity, all the different skin applications, hair growth, histamine issues, mold detox, other forms of detox, whether it's environmental toxins or experimental type of things that people were forced to take, things of that nature. We have so many different ways that this formula is helping people and also kids and pets. So we encourage you guys to take a look at that. The people tend to buy our product for one thing that they're targeting, and then they discover all of these other uses and benefits. And there's a huge longevity piece to this too. It's, the essence of it is not just how it's working with the immune system, but there's a regenerative and renewal process with our cellular health. It's calming down the bad inflammation, helping support organ health, clearing those toxins, and supporting the body so it can promote optimal aging. So there's plenty of studies on our website under the Learn tab, and if you go to research, you'll see everything for various issues from the skin health, but also to gene expression, cancer, thyroid health. It's literally working on so many different receptors in the body.
Yeah, that's just amazing. I love the fact you just said something about it helps the hair grow. Now, are you referring to the wellness spray or the skin spray? Because I didn't know about that part, and I got little areas in my, around my front of my face here too, just from using over excessive heat on my hair where it breaks off. So would the skin spray work for that, or are you referring to the wellness or both together?
Yeah, so both together, which is a two-pronged approach. And Seth, do you want to kind of touch base on what that means?
The two-pronged approach is great, and we kind of came up with that after seeing Dr. Raghavan's research, and especially with a lot of skin issues, there was always the oral use of the supplement, and then also the topical application. And we saw in his studies that that was used on, really awful cases of plaque psoriasis, really entrenched skin issues that are covering a large portion of the body, so on and so forth, difficult to heal. I think maybe some diabetic ulcers in there too. But the idea is that you have to correct something internally, okay? We all know that it all stems inside somewhere. And we know that with like thinning hair, and that is, that's a factor of aging, that factor of heat tools, et cetera, brushing. But there are applications for hair loss that he has studied, alopecia. So give it a try. Give it a try using it topically on your areas that you're concerned about while you orally supplement with the product. It sounds like you do that pretty regularly, yeah?
Yeah, I do the spray first thing in the morning, and after I wash my face in the morning and at night, I love the spray, the skin spray on. And I actually had one of my clients, I manage a gym, and I had a client come in, I think it was yesterday, and he said we were talking about he was having some medical issues, and I said, "Are you still using the Nano Ogest?" And he goes, "No." And I said, "Why not?" And he goes, "Well, I've been going to the," I said, "Okay, well, maybe you should try to get back into that." I was just giving him some, health advice. And then he goes, "Well, I just want to say, you look like you're getting younger." And I said, "Really?" I said, "Oh, well,
You're like,
thank
guess what I'm using?
you." Yeah, exactly. I'm using the Nano Ogest skin spray. I love that stuff. And
Oh,
I, yeah,
yeah.
it's amazing. It really is. And I've been using it as long as I think I've been on this show, actually prior to the show. So over a year now, personally.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I use the skin spray on my face every day. I actually used a product in my eyes, and then I rub it all over my face. On Instagram, one of the most remarkable highlights would be the eyes highlight, because you'll see how people are using the spray internally, but also spraying it directly in their eyes, not only to improve their vision, but for people that have had like botched cataract surgeries, dry eyes, floaters,
Guys,
size,
infections.
just sensitive type eye issues, eye pressure, lots of different eye issues, and they're using it inside of their eyes, but also orally. So I spray it in my eyes every day, and then spread it all over my skin as kind of a toner. on clean face before applying any other type of skin care. But the beauty of this product is it's going to do like multiple things at once. You know, it's toning your skin, it's helping the texture, it's helping elasticity and tightness. It's also calming down redness or rosacea or acne, helping kind of minimize those fine lines. And also because of the vitamin C piece of this formula, it also has the ability to boost the collagen production. So that's where it's kind of a multifunctional repair spray because it's doing all of these things at once. But it's also a great wound healer. You'll see on our website under the before and after page, the variety of different skin issues that you can use this formula for. I mean, it saved people from getting amputations who have had like diabetic ulcers or wounds that won't heal. It's great for people who have had like surgery, whether it's in their mouth, they've had oral surgery or something on their skin, and they have stitches, and they want to just heal that faster and minimize the risk of infections because it has antimicrobial properties. So there's a variety of uses. A lot of parents just like keeping it at home in their holistic first aid if anything comes up with their kids. My niece, she's 2, 3 years old. She had got her first bee sting on like a Sunday night, just playing out in the yard, and it was Nano to the rescue. So it's a great kind of a holistic Swiss Army knife type of first aid tool for all sorts of things.
And it's drama free too. So that's why it really resonates with parents, because it's not like the Bactine of the 80s or you know, all these awful, painful solutions.
Where the kids go, it tastes awful. I don't want it.
Right. So you have something that's soothing to any skin issue you could possibly like. You can't mess this up. That's the beautiful thing about this formula is it's so safe that you can't go wrong. And so many of our customers really do use their intuition. They use it for something. They say, you know what? It worked on this. Why don't I try it on this? And there's no harm in that. And that's the beauty of how people come to find that it's useful for so many different things in their lives and replaces so many things in their lives, from first aid to energy supplements to coffee to whatever. So it's the utility, but it's so stupid easy to use.
It really
It's
is.
so easy.
It really is. And you know, when you guys talk about the inflammation part of it, I weight lift a lot, and I used to deal with a lot of inflammation, and I had arthritis in my hands at one time, my upper back, and I don't feel any of that stuff anymore. It's just been, you know, it doesn't bother me. I don't wake up in the middle of the night with my hands, you know, being numb or anything like that. It's just completely. I like forgot that I had arthritis completely. It's
We
crazy.
hear that a lot.
We
People
do.
saying, I'm used to this, you know, neuropathy or this arm pain and this lingering whatever. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, that actually hasn't been bothering me.
Yeah,
That's
it's
beautiful. That's a beautiful feedback there. Thank you.
yes, anytime. I mean, I'm the person that does it all, and I use it daily. I love it. I recommend it to everyone. So I'm looking at the time here. I don't want to rush or anything, but I do want the audience to also know where Nano Ogis is made. It's in Switzerland. It's such a beautiful story. Well, not story, but can you share that?
Yeah, so the formula was developed by Dr. Raghavan. He manufactures in Switzerland, and we get it shipped over to the United States, and we bottle it here in America. There are three other brands that sell this formula, so you might see those or have heard of them, or perhaps even have tried those brands. But we are the North American distributors. We're the first ones who sold here in the States and some other places around the world. We also, you know, when people buy directly from us, they're supporting a small family-run business here in the States. So we appreciate you guys supporting us here. And the formula name is Metadicol. So the formula itself, the emulsion is called nanopolycostanol because it's a nano emulsion of polycostanol. That's water soluble, but the name that you'll see in all the research is called Metadicol. And Dr. Raghavan came up with that name because it works in such a methodical way. Now, all of your issues may be fixed right away because this formula goes in. It's like a smart molecule. It tries to identify really what needs to be healed or cleared out to kind of set the stage for the body to heal properly. So it works in this methodical way. So you can find more about the research, the before and after page. We have under FAQ on our website, like a how to use. So it goes over the protocols for each product. Some people who are really sensitive like to start out pretty slow. Other people might just do like the standard suggested maintenance dose. There's others who are pretty used to the formula and they like to kind of amp it up a little bit in certain times of need. And that's more of an aggressive protocol. So you'll find that all at www.nanoojas.net, and that's NANOOJAS .net. And again, we really encourage people to check out our Instagram page. On we have all those highlights, and you mentioned about arthritis and just kind of some body pain and back pain. We have a joint highlight and a spine highlight, and there's a lot of people that mention just faster recovery, whether it's from injury or different kinds of kind of muscle pain, and you know, just if they're amping up their gym routine or they've had like knee surgeries or hip surgeries, how fast they've recovered with this formula. So it's great for really people of all ages as well. And some miraculous things have happened with pets. I mean, we've really helped people kind of bring their pets back to life when they're at their end stages. So that's a beautiful thing as well.
Yes, really, really, especially with pets too, because a lot of people are very connected to their pets. That is for sure.
Right. And we also want to extend a special to your listeners, Robin.
Oh, I know. I was just going to dive into that, but go for it. Let me.
So your listeners will get 20% off their first order, and they'll use code AwakeningWave20. And I sent you a link as well. So feel free to throw that up on your radio page. And yeah, so if you're listening to this, take advantage, try our products, the skin spray, the wellness spray, the sinus spray, and let us know how you like it.
I love it. I love it. And I just want to say to you guys, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this information. And I would like to also have you guys come on over to the PRQ homesteading show once we get that. I'm actually going to be making a transition and I'll share that with you later. But because of the time here, we're going to wrap it up. So that's a wrap for our incredible conversation with Team Nano Ojas, Stephanie and Natasha. Thank you for sharing your inspiring vision and your groundbreaking work in the plant-based nanoscience that you have brought forth for us to hear about today. So thank you, thank you. So that's it. This has been the Awakening Wave Show with your host, me, Robin Lee. So stay tuned for more conversations that uplift and awaken. Until next time, keep shining your light and have a beautiful Saturday.